Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report for Colleen Mathias, date of birth 5/4/1965, date of procedure March 12, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher Dio, referring physicians, Dr. Aparna Hernandez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is left lower quadrant abdominal pain, constipation, nausea, weight loss, blood in the stool, personal history of colon polyps, description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignant zero absence, the patient period, the patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam was run period while lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and complements of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, only cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a six, 2-2-2. It is a fair prep period. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications findings. there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Adjacent to the appendiceal orifice. Period. Next time there was an approximately 13 millimeter cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next time there was two approximately 10 millimeter descending colon polyps, descending colon polyps that were sessile removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a proximal transverse colon polyp around the area of the prior tattoo that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. This was approximately 10 millimeters in size. There was persistent oozing from the site, and the hemoclip was placed with good hemostasis achieved. Next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, from 30 centimeters from the anal verge all the way to the anal verge, there were multiple polypoid lesions ranging in size from 5 millimeters to 2 centimeters. That appeared to have a mucus cap that, when washed off, appeared ulcerated, and the polypoid mucosa appeared erythematous. Biopsies were obtained extensively from several of these lesions in order to reveal the underlying pathology. In total, there were probably close to 20 to 30 of these polypoid lesions, period. There was evidence of diverticulosis coli noted. Next line. There was grade 2 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll proceed with EGD as previously scheduled. Next line, if the pathology comes back as polyps will need to repeat colonoscopy multiple sessions to remove the polypoid lesions. Next line. We'll have a medical assistant call patient in order to obtain stool studies as well as H. pylori testing. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.